it gets in your blood and you don't know what to do next except go get a guitar and start playing. I'm Dixon Lester out of Acworth, Georgia, and I've been playing since I was 15 years old. And this has been my mainstay. It's come up on Tuesday nights here at the Australian Bakery.
This is open to everybody. It's not a closed unit by any means. It's anybody in the public that wants to pick. We welcome all pickers. Well, my name is Dan Daniel, and I'm a professional musician. I've been playing bluegrass since 1969. Right upon the devil's ring, the devil's bend. My cousin had an old Silvertone guitar that he had put in the closet and nobody ever bothered it. And when I was 9 years old, I went and dug it out and taught myself how to play. It came to me natural. I didn't have to work at it. I was blessed with it. God gave it to me and I'm going to give it back.
I enjoy seeing people happy and smiling. If you see the kids like come out here on the street, sometimes I'll get down with the kid on my knees and let him play my guitar, and I'll do the chords and let him do the strumming. There's no telling how many kids have started that way, and that is the future of keeping bluegrass going.
I've met hundreds of pickers. I've been playing for about 30 years. I'm Brenda Patterson. I picked the banjo. My dad, he was a guitar player, and he brought home a banjo and a mandolin, and I got interested in the banjo. I think probably the Beverly Hillbillies had a lot to do with it. When I first started learning, if I was in a bad mood, all I had to do was get my banjo and start playing, and I would get in the best mood. It's good therapy.
It really activates a different part of the brain that people don't realize. Neurosurgeons now are using music to bring people out of comas. I brought my mother out of her coma by playing songs that she liked to sing. She would lip sync the songs as I was singing to her in the hospital in the IC unit. And the neurosurgeon said, I want you to do that at least twice a day and play for an hour. And the third or fourth day, they took her off of all of the medication to bring her out of her coma. And she came to before she died. And I sang her songs that my dad and them used to sing to her. And we had a good time before she passed away.
You know, everybody loves music. I don't care what nationality, where you're from. It doesn't matter. It's universal. It's God's language, in my opinion.
I had a cramp.
Is that what it was?
One more.